السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again tonight I will recite ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل سے صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. And the reason for that is that we all know that we have been created by Allah تبارک و تعالی, and He Himself describes the purpose of our creation, that we have been created for His عبادت. We are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are not hakim over Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are not rulers. We are not the one who are going to dictate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to make the decision for us. He has indeed blessed us all with intelligence. He has blessed everyone with willpower. So we have to make use of that willpower. We have to make use of that intelligence. We have to make use of the means that He has created. Because we are living in a world of means, it does not mean that we must not make use of those means. We must make use of the means, make use of the intelligence, make use of the willpower. Those are also means to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will not be able to get the ma'rifat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had of Allah ta'ala. We will not be able to get that same recognition that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had of Allah ta'ala. We will not be able to get that recognition which the messengers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has had of Allah ta'ala. But at the same time, we will be able to understand this much if we ponder, reflect, meditate, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our creator. Any part of our body you look at is the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our intelligence given by none other than Allah ta'ala. Our sight, hearing and speech, our mothers did not give it to us. It was given by Allah ta'ala. The earth on which we walk, on which we build our homes, on which we build our factories and industries, the earth in which we plant our crops, from which we get our vegetation, from which we get our food, all that has been created by Allah Ta'ala. The heavens, the earth, the waters of the ocean. Now you don't need great intelligence to understand that. A person does not require very great intelligence after looking at all these things, that there must be a creator. Just looking at one mango tree can develop so much of ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, or any fruit tree. If any person has to say that this is a mango seed, and in this seed there are 1 million mangoes, so the person will say that this man needs immediate treatment for his brains. That he's saying that in that one mango seed there's another 1 million mangoes. So what must be done is that he must be given immediate treatment. there's something wrong with his head. But plant that seed in the ground, and after some time, germination, then stem, then catches root and growth, tree starts growing, then there's leaves and branches, and finally there's fruit. And we find thousands of mangoes produced from that same tree, the beginning of which was one little seed. Now who is this that is doing all these things? And as for that example of the sugar cane, you have heard it many times, but it strengthens our iman. That we know throughout the world people are using sugar to sweeten our chocolates, our biscuits, and all the other delicacies which are sweetened, say they are using sugar. Look at the billions of tons of sugar cane that has already been grown. Now who is it that is putting sugar, who is it that is putting the sweetness into that stick? Wallah, it strengthens our iman. When we look at that sugar cane, that from where did the sweetness come into the sugar cane? It should have been having the taste of earth, sand. That's where it grew. Because around the sugar cane, if you have to dig, there is no sign of sweetness. Nothing. So all these things give us a ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition of our Allah Ta'ala. That He is great, He is all-powerful, He is almighty. We must believe in Him as an all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah. There is no deficiency, no weakness in Him of any kind. And He is the one who is keeping us alive and sustained. The day Allah Ta'ala orders that the heart must stop beating, the person's breath must terminate, then bring all the surgeons of the world and bring all the specialists of the world. That great specialist himself, he cannot remain longer than what Allah Ta'ala has decided. That's the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Every day it is before our eyes. Jo aaya hai ya aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Maut aakar bahosh ko behosh kar gayi, hangamay hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. All the movement, all the action, which we will see again now in the month of July. If only the person knows that it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is controlling every movement of a person, so his disobedience can land him into very, very serious problem. Not very long ago we had the huge waves very close from here on our shores. Very, very frightening. And how people were suddenly engaged in zikr and dua and tilawat and yasin khatams. As soon as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes the difficulty, everything seems to have become normal. We forget. If those waves rise as high as it had risen at that time and the storm begins lashing, will anybody remain there for Gunston after that? They will run faster than anything else. All those fast guns will disappear from there. So recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have been created as the servants and slaves of Allah Ta'ala. He is going to decide for us. We are not going to make a decision for Him. Now there are certain things which are within our power which we can do. Allah has given us the strength to do. Then we must do that which we have been ordered to do. We must not say, if Allah Ta'ala wills, He can get me up for namaz. If Allah Ta'ala wills, He can make me fast. If Allah Ta'ala wills, then He can keep me away from all these movies and TVs and haram. Allah Ta'ala, if He wills, He can do that. But then it will be done in a way that the person will get really shaken up. Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is there. He can have an angel give the person one tight slap if he doesn't get up for Fajr. And then see how the masjid gets full. Does he need any? Just one screeching sound of an angel what damage was done to nations of the past. So as bandas of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must accept His decisions. That is the whole message. That as bandas of Allah ta'ala, there will be different conditions that will come upon us. Conditions of prosperity, happiness, joy, and conditions of sadness, weakness, poverty, tests and trials. So under all conditions, the person remains connected with Allah Ta'ala. Because believe me, at present it's like a storm that is lashing everywhere. The fitna of rejection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The moment some difficulty and some hardship and some pain and suffering comes, then I had enough of prayers. I had enough of du'as. How long must I continue making du'as? As if to say that the person can order his own condition from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our job is to do that which is right, go on making du'a, and if it is a condition of happiness, prosperity, increase the shukr, and if it is a condition of sadness, sorrow, grief, pain and problem, then increase the sabr. So in shukr also the person gets Allah Ta'ala, and in sabr also he gets Allah Ta'ala. What a beautiful life a Muslim and a mu'min has. Under all conditions, he is with Allah Ta'ala. Then we will get that sukoon in our hearts. When we will have that kind of recognition of Allah Ta'ala, at least that much, which is not too much too, then we will get sukoon in our hearts under all conditions. We will feel the pain. We will tear when it is an occasion to tear. Sadness, grief, sorrow will affect our hearts. Because we are bandas of Allah Ta'ala, we are human beings. As I mentioned on Monday, that if the greatest of all waliullahs also, if he has got a sugar problem, and if he eats halwa, gulab jamun, jalebi and barfi, as if there was no tomorrow, so then even if he is a great waliullah, then too his sugar will increase. It's not that he will not suffer from sugar problem just because he's a great waliullah. This is a world of means. So like that, the good actions and amal also will increase the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it's a world of means. Just as evil actions will bring about calamities, disasters and problems, good actions and amal are a means of drawing Allah ta'ala's mercy, rahmat and forgiveness. After that we leave the decision to Allah ta'ala, through which route to take us. But being weak, we ask Allah Ta'ala to take us through the route of afiyat and salamati, of peace and prosperity, of good health, wealth, good children, good home. We ask Allah for those things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit one sick person. He was gone very, very weak. His voice also was gone very, very soft. Could hardly speak. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, continue making dua. Continue making dua. So he said, yes, I am making dua. He said, what dua are you making? He said, I'm making dua that, Ya Allah, whatever punishment you wish to give me, give it to me in this world. Don't give me in the akhirat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, where can we bear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala? Don't ask like that. I'm just giving the meaning of the hadith sharif. What you should ask for is afiyat, well-being. After that, if sickness comes, anything comes, then you take it. But you ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being, afiyat. And you say, oh Allah, forgive me. Don't say, oh Allah, punish me. Why must we say Allah must punish us? We must say, oh Allah, forgive us. But that was their taqwa, because they felt that whatever happens, it either happened here, not in the akhirat. They truly believed in an akhirat. And we don't believe like that. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding that conditions that befall us are because of our own doings and actions, and sometimes it is a test and a trial. And for those for whom it is a test and a trial, then Allah Ta'ala Himself will find a way out for that person, or at least He will give him a sukoon in his heart. Meri zindagi ka hasil میری زیست کا سارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. If we live amongst those who are the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will get love in our hearts of Allah ta'ala. If we live amongst those who are lovers of rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, then we will get the love of all those things in our hearts. It is natural. Good company will make us righteous and pious. Bad company will take us to those places where the people whom we have befriended are going. This is meri zindagi ka hasil. میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. Because if the person lives and dies, he says, that's my heart's desire, to live and die amongst your friends, amongst those who are your ushaq, your lovers of Allah, lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Living amongst them, befriending them, moving with them, listening to them, staying in their company, will not deprive the person of the good things of this world. It will not distance him from his wife, from his children, from his business. It will not make him divorce all these things. The person will remain a very, very balanced person. In fact, that is when he will be a true Muslim. Because then he will know the rights of everyone. His akhlaq will be the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his companions. And if a person has developed in his life the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then can there be fight and argument with the wife and with the children and with the parents and with the neighbors and with the society? Can there be injustice upon anybody? Can the person then behave like a great waliullah and an angel in the masjid, and then at home behave like a shaitan? If that person has got akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he's not going to behave like that. So if somebody, after staying in the company of the pious and righteous, has not yet developed that in his life, he hasn't brought into his life those sifat and those attributes which those Allah wallahs have, if we didn't bring it into our lives, although we befriended the Allah wallahs, then it shows that there is something seriously wrong with us. Either we did not sit with them with ikhlas, because we sit for various reasons. Some people just sit for barakat, they will get barakat. Some people sit for other reasons. Some people befriend those who are Allah wallahs so that we may be seen in their company. Then if we need loans, if we need credit, if we need some goods, if we need some other things, then we were seen in the company of the pious. So the person will be trusted and he will say, take it, don't worry. And then when that person takes it, he really takes it. He doesn't come back with anything. Then you keep searching for him. So where else can we get Allah except in the company of those who have got Allah in their hearts? That simple example of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, kapda milta hai kapde walo ke paas, دودھ ملتا ہے دودھ والے کے پاس، مٹھائی ملتی ہے مٹھائی والوں کے پاس، اللہ ملتا ہے اللہ والوں کے پاس. Where else can you get it? Therefore he says, میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. Life becomes so pleasant, it becomes so beautiful, because the person is now restraining himself from sins. So Allah Ta'ala has become pleased with him. And when Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him, then that heart, Allah Ta'ala now puts happiness in that heart, puts sukoon in that heart. It is injected into their heart. Now the person enjoys sukoon under all conditions. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. There is no other way. I've explained this many, many times, that if there was another route, then I would have shown it to you, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have informed us. But there is no other way. Either you will be taken through the route of shukr or through the route of sabr. A person will be tested with his property, with the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pouring and showering upon him day and night. The person is enjoying the ocean of bounties, but he's been tested for his shukr. Where is he using all these bounties? Does that wealth take him to the cinemas, discos, rave clubs, prostitute quarters, make him purchase bigger and bigger size televisions until his whole home becomes nothing but a cinema on earth? Different rooms have got different sizes of television screens. Is that where his wealth will take him? Complete negligence of salat. So he's being tested. Or is it that this wealth is bringing him happiness, and at the same time it is bringing him closer to Allah Ta'ala? The person is appreciating that, my Allah, how great he is, and how merciful and forgiving he is, and how generous and kind he is, and how tolerant he is, that in spite of all my sins he is still giving me so much. So at least I must obey him, don't disobey him, use the wealth correctly. So if he's going to do that, increase his shukr, he'll be with Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, the person who does not have it, he says, well, Allah Ta'ala, he is the one who has created me. Allah Ta'ala, it is his decision to take me through this route of pain and suffering and disease and sickness and hardship and problems. But as long as I remain obedient to him, then inna Allaha ma'as sabireen, Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. So again, he's enjoying sukoon in his heart. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye tera fazl karna. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. In everything the person is seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In his eating, in his drinking, in his marrying, in his running of the business, in his travels, in everything, only one question he asks himself: is my Allah pleased with this action of mine or not? If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then he makes use of those ni'mats and he glorifies Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when he leaves this world also, he is leaving in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. So then it shows Allah Ta'ala has done him a great favor, that he made him an abd, And then he made him understand what it means by being a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the message, that we will not find sukoon, we will not find happiness, we will not find contentment, we will never find peace except in obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گر یو بکا ہے کبھی آہِ سرد برنا.
What else does a lover do in this world where there is nothing but people racing and chasing after illicit beloveds? What do they do? Sometimes they are crying, shedding tears for that illicit beloved who most of the time is unfaithful, creates heartache and pain, makes the person cry, and it doesn't even help him. But that is what the lovers do. Sometimes there is tears, and sometimes it is deep-hearted sighs. So why give this to those who are going to perish, those faces which will not remain the same after a few years? Yes, love your wives, because that's the hukam of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those who are giving their hearts, ask me, I will tell you what kind of a life they are leading. Restlessness, anxiety, worries and problems. Just yesterday I was replying to one letter from a person from another country. Again the same thing. He says, I will commit suicide if I am not given some kind of hope and some kind of nasihat. Then the fear is that I would commit suicide in love of this woman, a co-worker of mine. Has Allah Ta'ala created us so that we give our lives for those pretty faces, or give our iman and Islam and deen away for those pretty faces? What will be the end? An intelligent person looks at the end. He looks at the consequences of his actions. What will he reap? So why purchase restlessness? Give our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and enjoy the ni'mats of Allah, and enjoy sukoon in the hearts. Peace, contentment, serenity, tranquility. And this is not a fantasy world that I'm talking about. I always say that it's a reality. Unfortunately, I don't have it, we don't have it. Many Allah walas, Allah Ta'ala bless them with it, but it is not impossible. If we also make a little effort in that direction, then we will not give our hearts to those things that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. Why must we purposely go in a direction that will bring us restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems? That person writes, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't drink. At work also I've lost my concentration. Now what benefit did you get in? Is that something very great achievement? And this is not one person, I just gave you one sample, but like that across the board. And those who gave it up and came out of it, today they say that what a change it has brought. Temptation will remain till a person's dying day. There's no question of temptation stopping. Temptation will remain till the person's dying day. Shaitan will keep on making the effort. But we must be Allah's servants. Allah Ta'ala has given us willpower, make use of it.
Yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat, yehi ishq ki alamat, yehi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna.
What else is the sign of a true lover? We'll continue inshallah next week. What else is the sign of a true lover? Sometimes the person just wants to keep on mentioning the name of his beloved. At every opportunity he wants to talk about his beloved. It's not necessarily just the beautiful face or pretty face. Any person who has given his heart to anything in this world, then at the first opportunity he will talk about it. Everywhere he will talk about it. The person who has given his heart to beautiful cars, then whether it is walima, whether it is nikah, engagement party or funeral occasion, the person will be talking about all the latest gadgets in his new car. The person who has given his heart to anything of this world, if he has given his heart to his business and to the gold and silver, then every opportunity, he is not even worried that the Kaaba Sharif is in front or is at the Rosa Mubarak, whether he is in the Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, or whether he is in the Qabristan, anywhere, he is going to talk nothing but business, business, business. So now business was not haram. Business is halal. It is a means of livelihood. And there is great virtues of doing business. But because the person gave his heart to it, so now everywhere he is going to talk about that. So just like that, the person who has given his heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he too looks for every occasion to talk about his beautiful Allah, about his great, most loving, most compassionate, most merciful, most kind, most tolerant Allah. He just keeps finding some kind of excuse to talk about him. It gives him such enjoyment, it becomes like those waves of the ocean that we always talk about, that there is no end to it.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahar gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai.
So then he finds excuses. He is sitting with his friends, then he will bring the talk of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doesn't mean that the person will only talk there and won't discuss anything else of this world. That is not, nobody says must do that. But whoever loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's going to talk about Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. There is no other way to find sukoon in this world. Wealth is not bringing it. Beautiful homes is not bringing it. Gold and silver is not bringing it. Beautiful cars is not bringing peace and tranquility and serenity and joy. Nothing. It's all temporary. After a little while, when the person returns home, again, that same worries, anxieties, restlessness, want to commit suicide. So that is not life.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashikon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين.
یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، مائی موسٹ جنرس کائنڈ اللہ، مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. We have extended our begging bowls, my beloved Allah, after taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. We haven't extended our begging bowls before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we have extended these begging bowls which you attach to our bodies before you this part of the night. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. You are watching us this very moment. Ya Allah, such a large gathering of young friends of mine. Ya Allah, there's so many attractions and distractions in the outside world. They came to take your Mubarak name and they've extended their begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, you are watching each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts also which are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, with great hope we have extended our begging bowls before you. You dearly love those who turn towards you. You dearly love those who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not of those who advertise our sins. Ya Allah, we are not of those who justify sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging every sin that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of those sins that we have committed. And we are pledging not to return to them again. We have realized that sins haven't brought us any kind of peace. Sins haven't brought us any kind of tranquility and serenity. Sins haven't brought us anything except anxieties, worries, restlessness and problems. My beloved Allah, we are now turning towards you. My beloved Allah, we are now turning towards you. Hamare haal par raham farma. ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، مجرم اور خطاکار ہے، بندے مگر تیرے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. My Allah, whatever we are your slaves, we are your servants. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, you are so Rahim, you are so Kareem, you are so forgiving, so kind. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my Allah. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how could you be unaware of what we are doing in the darkness of nights? It is just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have ordered the earth to shake beneath our feet there and then. But my Allah, you give us an opportunity to make tawbah again. Ya Allah, we are repenting. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the great ni'mat of sight that you blessed us with, how much of it we used for your disobedience. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, you have given man the science of inventing a computer chip, records millions of pieces of information. One press of the delete button and everything disappears. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Ya Allah, even our sins are like the huge mountains. But if you have given man the science of making dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains, then my beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins? Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Our hearts have become diseased, my beloved Allah. Pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy, malice, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. We have made garbage bags of our hearts. My beloved Allah, we have made garbage bins of our hearts. Our hearts, which were supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have given it to everything else except you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, the love of our parents, our children and everything else which you have permitted and allowed, it should have been because of your love. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Remove from our hearts pride. Remove from our hearts greed and arrogance. Remove from our hearts envy and jealousy. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. How long are we going to keep on walking in the path of sins, my Allah? How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to go to the discos and rave clubs and cinemas and theatres? How long are we going to remain in adultery and fornication? How long are we going to pop drugs in our mouths? How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? There is going to be a day when the angel of death will squeeze the soul out of our bodies. Ya Allah, he is going to come unannounced. Everything will remain behind. Our palaces and our mansions and our bungalows will all remain behind. Our cars will remain behind. Our gold and silver will remain behind. Our bank balances will remain behind. Ya Allah, we will take with us nothing but our actions and our deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, if our clothes are tight fitting, it will be sliced with the scissors. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. Water will be poured above our bodies. We will not be able to utter a single word. Our eyes, which were enjoying the evil on the television screens and internet sites, will be able to see no more. Our eyes, which were watching all the haram on the streets, will be able to see no more. Ya Allah, will not be able to listen to those music. Ya Allah, will not be able to listen to those musical instruments. Oh my Allah, our tongues will be able to wag no more. Water of mayyit is going to be poured above our bodies. Garment of kafan is going to be given to us. No designer labels. Ya Allah, will be transported on the shoulders of people to the Qabristan. And we will be left in the wilderness to fend for ourselves. The only thing that will come to our assistance, they will be our actions. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, Let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Why should we go towards stealing? Why should we go towards borrowing from on interest? Why should we be taking interest? Why should we be going to the casinos? Ya Allah, why should we digest the properties of orphans and widows? There is no shortage in your treasures of halal. Why should we not seek from you 100% halal rizq, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which supposed to be the protectors of other believers. Ya Allah, ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, killing and murdering and taking the lives of their own brothers and sisters and innocent children. My beloved Allah, what have we come to? But it is not difficult for you to change the conditions, my Allah. Unite the hearts of Muslims. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. Ya Allah, throughout the world the ummah is suffering. Throughout the world the ummah is suffering. We know that it is because of our own actions and our own deeds. But my Allah, don't look at our actions and deeds. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, but they have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give us the realization that it is only in your obedience and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can find peace and happiness and tranquility. Fill our hearts with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness. Bless us with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen. Whosoever is sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. Ya Allah, there are so many who have undergone operations and so many will undergo operations. There are so many who have met up with accidents. Ya Allah, there are so many who have suffered other kinds of problems. They are suffering with different diseases and sicknesses. Bless each and every one with shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. My beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab and punishment of the hereafter. Ya Allah, cause us to cross the pul sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us in a disco, cinema, rave club or any haram place. Ya Allah, when our time for departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a state of fasting on the day of Jumu'ah, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Let our janazas be in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us a patch of the earth of the graveyard of Madina Tayyibah. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of famine, of drought, of AIDS and all other kinds of problems. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires and the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, each and everyone has raised with great hope in you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of those who are suffering difficulties, hardship, pain, problems, sicknesses. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, whatever their sickness, disease, pain and problem, remove it. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous marriage partners. Those whose parents, family members and others have passed away, fill the graves of those members with, Ya Allah, with Noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Hum jaise bhi hai mere Mawla, hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Qubool kar le. Qubool kar le. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب